In a Pig's Nodding in the Morning, 9:26. So Dynamo is coming to Belfast for his show very, very soon. It's going to run for a succession of nights at the SSA Arena. A really, really interesting character, and I jumped at the chance of getting a chance to speak to him. And that was on Friday Pass. This is what he had to say.
Okay. A bit surreal, but I'm sitting with the man I see on the telly all the time. Dynamo, how are you?
Yeah, I'm great. You know, I just literally got here about 5 minutes ago, to be honest. So you're my first port of call.
Well, I love that. Thank you very much. I love what you do. It amazes me every single time. I'm not going to pull a £20 note out and say, here, what can you do with that? But everywhere you go, you must get frustrated by people saying, can you show us a trick?
I don't really get frustrated. Obviously, I don't always have the time to stop and do something for every single person I meet. But I mean, if I had a pound for every person who asked to see magic on a daily basis, I would be richer than Bill Gates. 100%. You know, maybe I should start charging a pound every time it's asked me. I said, I'll do one, but you got to give me a quid. No, but yeah, for me, I spent so many years trying to get people to notice what I was doing and to pay attention to the art form of magic that I love so much. To be in this position now where everywhere I go, everybody wants to see it. And I'm in a position to, you know, I'm selling out, you know, arenas. People are coming to the same venues they go and watch, like Taylor Swift and Kanye West, to see a magic show, to see my show. You know, that's amazing. So I wouldn't change it for the world. So, you know, the minute people stop asking to see some magic, that's when I need to worry.
You know what? It's really refreshing because you're so excited. I can see the look in your eye. You're so excited. It's almost like you can't believe this is happening to you.
I know, and it's like, it's pretty early in the morning for me too. So to be this excited already, you know, that's saying something. Because, you know, like, I'm more excited about sleeping most of the time. So, you know, I'm really, really kind of looking forward to doing the shows out here in Ireland. Because, you know, I've heard that we do have, like, you know, over here, the best and the loudest audiences. You know, everyone keeps telling me, and we're doing shows. Actually, I'm doing a show on St. Patrick's Day. You know, in fact, am I doing two on St. Patrick's Day? Am I doing a matinee as well? I think I'm doing two shows, yeah, on St. Patrick's Day. And I've been told that they start the partying early. So even the afternoon matinee performance will probably be the loudest matinee we've ever had.
You're going to have such a great time whenever you come here. You really are. You've got an amazing story. And I suppose anyone who gets involved in any type of showbiz, any type of entertainment, broadcasting, magic, whatever it is, everyone's got a story about how they start and what drove them on to do what they do. Now, I believe the show has a lot of that story through it. So take us back to whenever you were growing up and how you became sort of a fan of magic and wanting to do it and the reason for doing it.
Yeah, I mean, I became a fan of magic through watching my grandpa. He wasn't a professional, it was just a hobby for him. And it's you know, he learned, I don't know how he learned it, but I know that he got taught magic by some of the other soldiers who was in the army with him. He was in World War II, and they used to, like, entertain each other with magic tricks and stuff like that, you know, when they was in the barracks, you know, to keep the morale high. And he used to show me, like, things every time I'd go and stay over at the weekend. And I was always amazed by it, but I never thought this is something I wanted to do. But when I was at school, I was getting a bit of a hard time and getting kind of picked on a bit and bullied and pushed around and stuff. And my grandpa showed me a few techniques to scare away the bullies, to kind of, you know, to make them think that I was a bit weird and not to mess with me. Like a way of taking away people's strength so they couldn't pick me up and put me in a wheelie bin. A way of, like, you know, looking like I'd break my arm or break my fingers and so on. So that if they threatened to break my bones, I'd be like, well, look, I don't feel no pain, do your worst. You know, and it'd scare them away. And, you know, I did that sort of stuff as a defence mechanism. And it kind of helped me survive my way through school. And then when I went to college, on the first day, you know, we went around the new class and they were saying, oh, hi, I'm Bob and I want to be a radio presenter. Hi, I'm Jill and I want to be a graphic designer. You know, hey, I'm Stephen and I do magic, you know. And everyone was like, what, you do magic? And that's the first time I performed magic. It was when I was 16 years old and I actually performed it as a proper, like, entertainment purposes, and I haven't looked back since. I ended up dropping out of college and becoming a professional magician.
Cool FM.
He's got a fascinating story because really bullies, and whenever he was picked on, whenever he was at school, was part of his driving force to push him on and learn magic to try and deflect the attention away from himself and sort of to almost scare people off.
He sounds really genuine and so lovely. I think I'd still be a little bit freaked out sitting opposite somebody who has those kind of skills.
Well, what I will say is that he was definitely, without doubt, a bit of an inspiration for myself. I pick up the conversation by asking McGain about the bullies that he had at school. Whenever he is on stage, does he ever think about them?
I look out and sometimes think, I wonder if they're in the crowd. You know, because it could have been. They could be, you know what I mean? I did a week's worth of shows in Leeds just before Christmas. So they could be out in that crowd, you know, because that's the closest place to home from Bath.
Do they still drive you on to achieve more and more?
Every year, you know, my ambitions are constantly growing and changing, you know. Like, if you'd have asked me 2 years ago, would I be doing an arena tour? I was like, no way. Like, I never saw myself as being a person who wants to go on stage. You know, going on stage used to scare me. I used to be so nervous. And even before I go on stage now, I still get a bit nervous before I go on each night. But the nervousness has changed from being nervous and, like, proper scared to a nervous kind of excited anticipation, which I have now. You know, I've done 55 shows now, 55 before Christmas. So now those early nerves have kind of gone. And now I just love getting out there.
Was it strange going from producing something for television where, with all due respect, if you need to do another take, you do another take, to actually go on and doing it 100% live in front of all these thousands of people? It must have been a difficult transition, or maybe not?
It wasn't the most difficult transition in terms of, you know, like, doing stuff live in one take, because I've kind of, you know, I made my name through performing live, you know, through doing stuff, you know, doing street magic years ago. And on the streets, when you're stopping people and you're busking, you only have one chance to impress them, to get the money. You have to get them to put tips in your bucket or your hat. So I've always kind of, you know, pride myself on trying to, you know, deliver the best performances straight away from, you know, without having to do loads of takes. Obviously, TV does allow you the luxury of being able to shoot things over and over again. But, you know, I kind of try and take that Jay-Z attitude. You know, Jay-Z is famously known for walking into, you know, the recording booth and the studio and just delivering his raps one take from memory. You know, so I try and, you know, we have this running line. I always say, I'm gonna Jay-Z this. You know, I'm gonna go do it in one take. So for me, when I was going on, you know, doing the live shows, when we first released the show, obviously people have watched the TV show, and you can always, it's easy to be sceptical about things you see on television, because, you know, we live in a world where you've got Hollywood, where you can do anything on television, you know. So for me, it was a perfect opportunity to say, all right, anyone who's ever doubted my skills, anyone who's ever doubted what I've done, now is your chance to come and see it for yourself, and I guarantee you, seeing is believing.
What trick are you most proud of?
Obviously, walking across the River Thames, kind of figuratively and literally, put me on the map back in 2011. But I think my proudest achievement magically at the moment is actually the magic in this show, because there's things, but I don't want to give any spoilers away, because there's one thing in particular which is it's like a dream come true. It's in the second half of the show, and it's, you know, it's probably one of the most, one of the audience's favourites from the responses I've been getting.
You must get asked all the time, how do you do that? What is the standard Dynamo answer to that question?
Well, if you turn the recording microphone off, I will not tell you.
Listen, if you haven't bought a ticket for this show, I mean, that's some testament. It's going to be a heck of a show. You've enjoyed the run so far. You're going to have a great time in Belfast. The audience are going to love it.
Yeah, and if you're... Sure, right? You're going to come to the show, yeah?
Oh, I'm coming to the show, yeah, absolutely.
It's good for all the family as well, you know. There's part times in the show where, you know, we have, you know, from a 6-year-old on stage to an 86-year-old on stage. You know, it's a fully audience participation show that is good for all the family. So, you know, bring everyone. Tell everyone you know to come to the show.
And once this run's finished, what's next for Dynamo?
Well, it started off as a 10-date tour. Now it's about 110 dates. So if my manager has his way, it'll probably be the never-ending tour. So after the tour, I'm going to go on tour.
Well, listen, good luck with that, and try and get some sleep along the way. Dynamo, thank you.
Thank you very much.
An absolute gentleman, an extremely talented guy with an amazing show, which is coming to Belfast.
So you've got 5 opportunities to go and see Dynamo on Wednesday the 9th, Thursday the 10th, Friday the 11th, Saturday the 12th, or Sunday the 13th of March. Wake up!